Okay, we'll get started. We'll give credit to San Francisco. I thought they played a really good game in terms of the toughness, the effort. Hard fought, both sides. I'll get right to the start of it, the sequencing at the end of the game. The fourth down play, I chose to kick it there and thought we were getting the stops defensively. We'd get the kick, get the stops, use our timeouts, and then go attack them on offense. We're a really good two-minute team on offense. So that was the reasoning for it. We didn't stop them on the third down. They converted. Really, that's where the game took place. So I wanted to make sure I explained our thinking going into that one. And, you know, I was pleased to see the turnovers from the defense. That part, you know, was encouraging for sure. Something we've been preaching for, you know, in a big way. And with that, I'll open it up to the questions regarding the game.
Hey, Coach, given that rationale on the road, you know, we've seen folks go for the win there. Was there any thought to run a play there and try to score a touchdown?
Yeah, I think anytime you're, I'm always prepared for the end. And the way I chose to do it in that one was to let's kick it, get the stop. I felt like we were stopping them defensively, and we'd go stop it again and go win it that way. Looking back, yeah, it's always a chance to second guess. That's just, we had two ways to go win it, go try and get it right there, kick, get another stop, and then go down. So could have went either way. I chose to go the way to kick it, get a stop, and go win it in 2 minutes. I just have such belief in our guys, both offensively and defensively. That's the way I chose, and it didn't work out for us today. I totally do, and it just happened to be for me. I have belief in the defense that we were going to get the stops as well. So it was really both sides. It was just okay. Which way do we want to go with this one? Looking back, you know, of course, I'd love to give it to them and end it there. That's not how it went. Thought we'd kick it, get the stop, the third down stop, first down play, second down play, use our timeouts, make them punt, and then go attack again. If we had to kick a field goal to win it, we would do that. So that's where the thoughts were going. No, you're fine. Well, yeah, I think just, you know, the fact that, you know, we were playing better on third down, they hadn't scored in the second half, those were the kind of, the, you know, the thoughts going in. I just felt confident that we would get the stops to do it. You know, I thought in a four-minute situation we'd get the runs, we'd get a pass or a keeper on third down. So for us not to do that, you know, that was where the game, you know, came down to, not getting that stop on the third down.
The other thought about this game is that you're even in that position against a team that obviously was reeling. You guys had played a poor game last week. Some people would say you had an embarrassing loss at home to a mediocre team. How do you come back and have a performance like this against another team that's reeling?
Yeah, it's certainly disappointing anytime you have back-to-back losses. And, you know, for us, you know, to be at our best, you know, we know, you know, our whole team working together, getting turnovers, not turning the ball over, attacking like we like to. So we're not playing our best. It makes it hard on us. And, yeah, both losses, any of them are difficult. And certainly this one was, because we thought we had a chance to win it there at the end. We didn't.
Coach, what did you see on the replay, on the challenge you did on the fourth down?
Sure.
That cost you your third timeout?
It did. And we really just felt like we had to stop. And so that was, you know, the total rationale to say, all right, let's go take a shot at it and see, you know, if that would be the one that, yeah, could knock it back. So it was just a gut feeling, and one went with to say, all right, let's move it back, and then they have to punt and go from there.
Recently, offensively, it's usually even the case of you guys stopping yourselves with the turnovers
and right.
Problems. That really wasn't the case today.
Right.
You guys turned the ball over.
Correct.
You
know, I'll go back, you know, for us to look and see, for us to be at our best, you know, is it, you know, in the throw game and pass game, you know, where are the issues that came up today? And that's when we'll go back and look at it on tape in all phases of the stuff, I mean, our third down stuff, our red zone information, and we'll get a better feel after we look at the tape.
What's the deal? I know this has been asked many times,
sure.
Almost every week, but what's the deal with Roddy White? It seems like rarely, if ever, is he a primary receiver on a play. Seldom is he even seemingly the secondary target on a play. I don't think he was targeted until late.
Yeah, I know he had a big third down catch for sure. And, you know, it depends on the package that we're in and where the reads take us. So that's really where it goes to. It's not a matter of, you know, going to him or not going to him. It's really where the reads of the coverage that, you know, we're playing, where does it go? You know, if we have a go to one guy and it's man-to-man or, you know, middle field is open, we'll go outside. If not, you know, some of the reads take us inside.
I know you expressed confidence in your defense, but you also gave a couple touchdowns to a tight end.
Yeah, for sure it's a problem. You know, it's technique is what it comes down to. One was a corner, and we can play our top shoulder better, so it wasn't a function of can we not match up on a tight end. We were in a zone coverage where we didn't play, you know, the technique is as good as we're capable of. So those are the things that we have to improve on for sure. Wasn't specific to a tight end necessarily as it was, you know, playing the play, if that makes sense.
Right. The run attack was shut down. Devontae, 12 yards, 12 carries. What did they do to take that part of the offense away from
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have usually good success, you know, in our outside wide zone plays. And I think some of the TFLs were really, you know, what took us and made us into some long yardage second down scenarios for us today. So, you know, the edge setting, they did a good job. You know, the pressure that came with it and some of the runs. We'll go back and look at it and, you know, find the ways to go correct it and go attack again.
Coach, how much is this a learning experience for you to be in this kind of situation, a tough decision you had to make and everything like that? Probably one of the first ones that you've had.
Well, there's been a number of them. And for us to go on the fourth down plays or not go for them, that's, you know, part of the job that goes with me. And I kind of had a sequence of how this would go to win the game, and it didn't work out that way today. I thought we'd get the kick, get the stop, go kick it again if we had to go get the win. That's kind of how I envisioned it going in. Didn't happen for us in that way today. So that was my goal for it, to how it went down, and it didn't execute it like we thought.
Did you have a sense during the week after the way you guys played last week that you would respond better?
I did. And, you know, when we went back to it, we did a good job in practice. We had a big emphasis, you know, in terms of taking the ball away and taking care of it. And we responded in that way like I'd hoped we would. So for us, you know, to have the turnovers, not give it up, and not have the results we want, that made it real hard for us today. Usually in terms of taking the care of the ball and going after it and getting turnovers, you know, the formula for us usually equals win. So when that didn't happen today, we'll go back and look and find where are the areas we can certainly improve on.
Did you feel things were going to change in your way when Vic got the interception?
I certainly did. And it was a big play for us. I thought it was a good pressure that was called. And, you know, it's one that we've done a few times this year. But for him to go catch it, it just kind of shows the athletic ability that he has. That was a really big play in the game.
I know coming into the season, a lot of people, you know, wondered what your pass rush would be like. Obviously, you guys are banged up in the secondary now. You got a few guys out. But offensively, would you agree that you guys are underperforming given what you have on the field?
Offensively or defensively?
Defensively, I think some people expected some problems, is what I'm saying, and you're banged up a little bit right now. Offensively, do you think you guys are underperforming given what you do have on the field?
Well, I know for us, you know, in terms of performing today, we were not at our best. When you look at it for us overall in terms of third downs and moving, that part we're going good. Then we took care of the ball better today. So I can't wait to go back and look and find, you know, how those points can convert. You know, those are the ones for us that's going to be a big factor. Although we didn't run the ball well today, we have in, you know, every game up until today, or throwing the ball, we have, the, you know, done that time. So I can't wait to go back and look to see how we can specifically get better. The bye is going to come at a good time for us to take a look at the things that we have to improve on, each player, scheme, all the things that would go into it when you go through a bye. You come out the other end of the experience. These are the things that we're doing well. We move forward with it.
What's closer to your team, the first four games or the last four games?
Certainly the first four games. And for us, we're at our best when we're attacking and flying, the effort, the toughness, the finish. So that's where we're at our best. And you know, disappointing for us to have back-to-back losses. And one, you know, for us to be at our best, you know, and have that kind of performance, that was disappointing for sure.
But you think those first four games are closer to reality to what you guys are?
I absolutely do. And knowing the style that we can play and the playmakers that we have on both sides, I absolutely do.
Were you surprised by the number of blitzes, Coach?
Well, I think anytime you go against a team, you know, how do you want to choose the feature to play? So they hadn't had as many in the last couple of games, but early in the season they had a few games that they did. So it just depended on, you know, which opponent they were playing.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Yes.
Not out of the game, but we had a transaction before the game. We hadn't talked to anybody from the team about that. Moving up Akeem and releasing Devin and Software.
We did. And
the decision behind that, rationale behind that decision, and how did Akeem do today?
Yeah, really just it came down to the competition, and we thought, you know, Akeem has developed exactly as we would hope to. So thought, you know, an opportunity for him would present itself, and it certainly did with the injuries to Robert. So this was the time that we chose to do that.